With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Governor Steve Bullock walked between yellow safety lines painted on the floor at the Anderson Steel Company in Great Falls Tuesday. Bullock chose the steel fabrication plant to announce new proposals aimed at spurring economic growth through legislative action.
Today, we're here to talk about several new proposals that will support small businesses in impactful ways, with a new form of incentivizing business owners to invest in their business through tax rebates, and then two new rewards for hiring and promoting workers and on-the-job training.
The governor's plan hinges on three proposals his office will submit during the 2017 legislative session, although Bullock will first have to win his bid for re-election. Bullock says one of those proposals will cut the taxes for new and expanding businesses.
So what this can provide is a 75% reduction in the business equipment tax the first 5 years. The savings achieved through that proposal, if you're an on-the-ground business, will allow businesses to create more jobs, ultimately pay higher wages, put more Montanans to work all across the state.
Tuesday's announcement also calls for incentives for businesses that hire veterans. Under the governor's proposal, the state will provide businesses a $2,000 tax credit if they hire a veteran and provide on-the-job training. The proposals also outline a $1,000 tax credit to businesses that hire and give job training to any new worker. Susan Humble, the CEO of Anderson Steel, says there's a shortage of skilled workers. She has 53 employees right now. She says she wants to add 15 more by the end of the year. She says incentives to bring in and train new workers could really help her business grow.
They're basically on-the-job learning, and it's kind of a slow process for us. Our business is to get product in and out of the door, and we have to produce it efficiently to be competitive and to make a margin.
All right, can everybody hear me? So the machinery that you have over here on the north wall and this one here on the south.
This is Bob Ryman, like said, VP of Operations at Anderson Steel. He's guiding a tour through the fabrication plant, which makes steel beams for construction. He says all the governor's proposed incentives can help the company grow, especially the equipment tax break.
That's huge for us because, you know, that equipment you just saw down there is $1.2 million, you know, and Susan, you know, leveraged her life. You know, she's 70 years old and she leveraged her life to make it happen. And so I want to see a return investment for her as, you know, on that, but as well as to keep the company running.
Although the governor's office hasn't done an official cost build out for their plan, they say they expect the three proposals announced Tuesday to cost around $1 million a year. The health of Montana's economy and the foundation the state provides for new and growing businesses is a top issue in this year's gubernatorial race. Anderson Steel's Bob Ryman says the current administration has always been working with the small business community and job entry programs, but the volume of that support has turned up during the election year.
Although it is a political season and we see more of it, it's been an ongoing process. And, you know, they've been working really well with us to try to up our wages so we can keep those students here.
High-wage jobs and employment options for Montana students so they can stay in their home state are key issues in the campaign of Bullock's Republican challenger Greg Gianforte. Gianforte is a software entrepreneur from Bozeman. Earlier this year, Gianforte released a tax plan outlining his goal to eliminate the business equipment tax within 4 years, the tax that Bullock announced Tuesday he would cut for some businesses if elected to a second term. Gianforte called Governor Bullock's announcement a press stunt.
This governor had the opportunity to provide these types of tax incentives and get rid of the business equipment tax. He failed. And now Montana's revenues are in decline, and we're seeing high-wage job layoffs across the state. This is a time for real leaders, not half measures. If the governor had actually done something these past 4 years, we probably wouldn't be in this position.
Bullock says his proposals do not at all legitimize issues raised by his opponent's campaign. He says Tuesday's announcements are branches of his 2013 Main Street Montana project. That project aims to create a private-public partnership to support Montana businesses. Whoever wins November's race for the governor's seat will likely have to work with a legislative majority of Republicans in passing legislation aimed at improving the state's business climate. Reporting from Great Falls, I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.